Lead us in the pledge. Okay, there are no announcements out of closed session. Comments from board members? Ms. Scott? Mr. Davis? Mr. Allison?
Being as how, you know, school's about to start, and I'm a retired teacher, and this is my first year of retirement, and I see my wife getting ready to go back to school, because she teaches fourth grade. I am so glad that I'm retired.
Mr. Rasmussen.
I would just kind of like to give a shout out to all the folks that have been working all summer long, the teachers, all the staff at schools, to get the sites ready to start in a week or so. That is such a busy time for them, and not only at the sites, but at the district, to make sure transportation's ready to go. It's a lot of work happens in the summertime, so thank you to all those folks.
Yeah, I've seen Travis's bunch all over the place. They've been working crazy all summer. Mr. Fleury.
Yeah, I have the luxury of being able to drive around this summer working for the Del Monte. And I see the bus drivers all the time out there. They wax those buses. And if you've not been in one of those in the heat, isn't it like 90 degrees, Scott, out there? And they are putting their heart and soul. I've seen the maintenance people out there working in the heat. And this has been a very hot summer, I can tell you. But our classified, they really support our teaching staff, and that's what makes this a good family. And I give a shout out to everyone how hard they worked this summer for this year coming up.
I just wanted to, ironically, I ran.
Okay, opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association.
I'm a little bit of a maze to get up to the mic today. I'm Inga Schleschler. Nice to meet you, Mike. it has been a really busy summer. Teachers coming back very excited from the PLC training. And I just came from an executive board meeting where apparently there, as expected, there is some confusion about what the minutes are going to be like at the different schools. And I'm really hoping that we can work through those kinds of things quickly. I felt like I needed to speak to the board today because of a decision you made to open up transitional kindergarten to four-year-olds who potentially you could have a four-year-old in transitional kindergarten who doesn't turn five until the last day of school in June, the way that the statute is written or what it is that Jerry Brown signed off on. We had negotiated a side letter on transitional kindergarten because we have contract language for all the grade levels, but we did not have contract language for transitional kindergarten. And I understand that the district will consider these students transitional kindergarten. However, they were not part of our definition for the policies that were in place at the time that we did that negotiation. So I've talked with Romero briefly that if that policy is going to remain in place, for now we could talk with the one teacher who's having that child in her class, and apparently the child of a student who tried to do the same thing the year before and was denied, so that's kind of an awkward situation there for her. But being opened up now to having our teachers be preschool teachers, basically, is something that we're going to have to bargain. And the difficulties that it presents, I think the board might want to take this back and reconsider. I don't see that you have, maybe I'm wrong, I haven't looked at everything, but I don't see any kind of policy about qualifications, minimum standards, something to allow somebody to do this other than come to the board and say, hey, I want my kid to be in even though they're so young. If that's it, how are you going to say no to that child that doesn't turn five until June 7th? It seems like it was really rushed through. If you do want to have a policy like that, there should be something, a minimum, like, I don't know, have some kindergarten teachers who would test the student and look at this, you know, not just based on the word of a teacher who was saying nice things to the parent about what a brilliant child they had. I have had, this last year in particular, I had two students who academically were out of this world brilliant, emotionally, socially, within the classroom. They were lower than most of the other students in how they got along with other kids. It was so difficult to get them to understand how to be friends and make friends. It's something that's part of kindergarten. It's what we do. It's that part that makes other people say, oh my God, I'd never want to be a kindergarten teacher, because you're really doing the social emotional stuff that age changes so quickly that if you were talking about an 11th grader going into 12th grade early, you know, whatever, but a month in a child's life that age is big in their developmental stages. I don't think that the right people were involved in making this decision. And I know we don't have time to figure it out right this instant. I would love to talk with some of you, a group of you, have a meeting on this, see if we can get this changed before it turns into something way bigger than you'd want. Because as it is right now, if a parent came in and said, I want my child in there, basically you would have to accept them because you've decided that that's what you're doing and you don't have a set standard. And if that child's not turning five until June, then that child will be in our classes without making any ADA for us. We would be spending money on somebody that we're not making any money off of to spend it. And so it takes away from other students. And if it turns into everybody and their genius cousin coming to school at age four, you'll have a teacher with 25 four-year-olds that you have to pay, but those four-year-olds aren't making any money for the district. I understand that there was a lot of pressure from that parent, but I think that we need to take a step back and reevaluate that decision. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Inga. Operating Engineers Local Union 3, California School Employees Association 326-648, Association of Management and Confidential Employees Supervisory Unit No public comment cards. Superintendent's report.
And there's no superintendent's report.
Okay, we'll move on to approval of minutes. Minutes from the regular meeting of 7/18/17. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
Second
by Ms. Scott. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. Minutes from the special board meeting of July 20th, 2017. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Rasmussen. Second. Second by Mr. Allison. And all those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes and all abstain. Consent agenda. Jolie has requested us to pull student discipline and attendance item number 2. Does anybody want anything else pulled? We're not going to come back to that item. It's just going to be pulled off the consent altogether. So if nobody wants anything pulled, is there a motion on the consent?
Move to approve consent.
Motion by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Seconded
by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. New business, personnel services number 1, resolution 2017-1801, declaration of need for fully qualified educators. Mr. Carrion.
Yeah, thank you and good evening to everyone. This particular item request that the board consider this resolution in order to allow the district to fill, in the event of hard to fill positions, to fill those positions perhaps with non-fully qualified educators. We've been blessed and fortunate up to this point to have filled most of them with at least an internship credential, which is somewhat unheard of, but by and large there is typically a need to do that. I will note that on our particular form there was a inserted missed date that will be modified to reflect today's date if approved, and we certainly recommend that the board approve this resolution, and we'll forward it to CDE and CTC in order to ensure that the district is fully permitted to fill positions with less than fully qualified educators if the need presents itself.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Carrion. Any questions? Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Scott. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. Personnel services number 2, contract with Michael Hodson for the position of Assistant Superintendent of Business Services.
Yes, thank you again, and have the distinct pleasure of bringing forward this recommendation based upon the panel's decision to recommend Mr. Michael Hodson for the position of Assistant Superintendent of Business Services. As required by the government code, we are to disclose the numerical value of the contract and the dollar value that is incumbent upon the district in order to procure this hiring. So if approved, the term calls for a 4-year contract prorated in the current year at a value of $167,768 for a 260-day workday calendar. In addition to that, the proposed and recommended applicant would receive a benefit contribution of $9,744.36 for the year. And statutory fringe benefits would cost the district $44,929.95 at today's value. But by and large, we are fully excited and willing to recommend Mr. Michael Hodson for the position and recommend that the board approve it accordingly. Are there any questions?
Are there any questions? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve this contract.
Motion by Mr. Fleury. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Rasmussen. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. Welcome, Mr. Hodson. Look forward to working with you.
Great to be here.
Okay, business services number 1, designees to sign warrants, contracts, and other documents. This is something that we see every year.
And the recommendation is the board approve these pay warrants and contracts and other documents as included in your packet.
Are there any questions? Is there a motion?
Absolutely.
Motion by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Ms. Scott. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. And that is the last item on the agenda. Meeting's adjourned.